This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes, the people. And on Tuesdays, you, the listeners, are the people. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for participating. Different ways to participate in this podcast is you can subscribe on YouTube. Go to YouTube, Brightside Home Theater, hit subscribe. Every Friday podcast comes out is a video and an audio podcast. Another way you can participate is you can email me. Email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com, and we'll have a conversation, have many of those going on. We'll talk about a couple of them here today. The other way is you can join us over on Twitter. It is not the cesspool everybody says it is. Cultivate your own Twitterverse. Enjoy it. And you can, if you'd like to make this podcast a part of your Twitterverse, you can go to @BrightsideHT and participate in all the great home theater conversations we have over there. Sometimes we even make fun of each other because sometimes we make mistakes. We have one of those coming up today, too. The last way you can participate is you can be a home theater ninja and be very quiet. And you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater and you could make a monthly donation. Just be quiet. You don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to do anything. You like hearing me talk. So you want to support in some way when still be a home theater ninja. Well, you sign up for a monthly subscription and they'll take whatever you deem you'd like to pay. You'd say as little as a dollar and they would give me a dollar a month. Right from you, and that I have 16 of them. That's great. Thank you very much, and thank you to everybody that supports me over there at patreon.com. And if you have in the past, I've had a few people come on and they've dropped off. Thank you for the support. But you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater and support me monetarily. You can also participate by having a conversation and supporting me monetarily, or one, the other, either way, doesn't matter. Just happy you're listening. And if you're hearing me right now, you're listening. So let's get to the stuff that you guys want to talk about. And that's you guys in the home theater conversation. So let's have one. All right. But first let me thank all the new viewers, listeners, whatever, over on Twitter. We have Pulse Cinemas, Kaleidoscape Partners followed me. That's pretty cool. Nick Brown. Nick, follow me. He's my buddy there from SVS. I didn't even know he had a Twitter when he came on. He didn't tell me about his Twitter, but he is on Twitter, Nick Brown. And he followed me there. So I followed him right back. His is @PRNick, because he's a PR guy for SVS Sound, @SVS_sound. Great to have him on board. Jamie Hickman and also Victor DiPrizio. I hope I said that right. Or DiPrizio. It's DiPrizio. So Victor DiPrizio. So that's Pulse Cinemas, Kaleidoscape Partners, Nick Brown, Jamie Hickman, and Victor DiPrizio. Thanks for following along. Enjoy the conversation and join in if you'd like. Thank you very much. All right, now let's get to some conversations. And first we have a few people, you know, a few well-wishers after the fact came in, and people hearing last Tuesday's podcast. And Ryan Loper says, glad you're feeling better. You certainly sound much better. Thank you, Ryan. Theo also said, great to hear you're okay. Take it easy. Please, your health is more important, buddy. And I appreciate that, Theo. I'm doing much better. I now am at today as I record this, which is Monday. I am 2 days symptom free of no like upset stomach, no nothing. 2 days in a row feeling good. I was actually feeling pretty good last week, but then you know, I got this little tummy bug thing that came back, but feeling great. Throat's better. So can't stop me talking now. BJ Horton says, get well soon, DJ. If you aren't feeling well when it's time to do Takeover Tuesday, seriously, don't push yourself. You can just say hi again and cut it short. I think we'd all rather just see you back at 100% as soon as possible. Thank you, BJ, but let's be honest, when am I ever at 100%? I'm not that bright. I'm not. Just ask Rob. He's correcting me all the time. I'm never at 100%. So I'll take what I got and be happy with that. Get well soon from Paul. I sent me an email catching up on my podcast after the holiday period and was shocked to hear that you were unwell. Hope you get better soon. He says, while you are recovering, you should watch the latest season of The Witcher. The use of Atmos is first rate. There are so many great scenes, but one of the standouts is when The Witcher is fighting a flying demon. I think that is in the second to last or last episode. Lots of overhead, lots of 360 pans, great 4K picture as well. He says, I've been streaming 99% of the time recently because I have been catching up on various shows and have been really impressed by picture quality on my Apple TV 4K. But at the weekend, I popped on the disc of Le Mans 66, Ford v Ferrari, and the improvement in picture and especially sound is noticeable. As you have pointed out before, if you didn't have physical media, you could happily live with streaming. But physical media still has the edge, especially for sound. Thanks again for the podcast and get well soon. Regards, Paul. And I spoke about this email. I think I correctly said it was from Paul. If I didn't, I'm sorry, Paul. I talked about this last Friday's podcast when I recorded with Jeff from HD Report. And it was exactly, we had the conversation about streaming and everything. And this had just come in a few days earlier to that. So I completely agree, Paul. And I loved your example about like saying you've been streaming 99% of the time. And as I said last week on Friday with Jeff, that it's funny that when you do that much streaming, and we do because it's the only place you can get a lot of content is streaming, especially all of these shows. And they're doing such a great job with HDR over there on streaming, but the sound just isn't there. And when you do like so much streaming, like you said, 99% of it is, and then you go back to a disc, that's when it jumps out at you. And it's especially the sound. You just realize how much more dynamic the sound can be. And I thought it was funny that you mentioned this. And yes, I've mentioned it in the past, but when I've done ABs on this show for different cases, I think Die Hard 2, I did an AB between streaming and disc quality. And when you go back and forth, it doesn't jump out to you as much as just taking in a ton of content and then going back and going back to disc and physical and seeing that difference and hearing it. It really does jump out at you in that way when you do that much of it. So thanks for the email, Paul. And as you can tell, I am better. Thank you very much. And I think it's all because of you guys. That's why I got better. All the well wishes. Thank you. Todd Anderson. This one cracked me up. He tagged me in this. Todd tags me in a lot of the stuff, but this one cracked me up because I agreed with Brian who replied to this. But it's the nature of home theater. And that's why I put it in I don't always put in like the stuff about equipment that Todd would tweet about and stuff. Although I love participating in it and stuff like that. And if people have questions, I love to, from my level of knowledge, I'd love to answer them. But Todd wrote, at JVC arrives at CES 22 with its all new entry level DILA projector and a 15 meter ultra HDMI cable. Get the full scoop, including pricing and launch dates here at avnirvana.com threads CES. And a link to that will be in the show notes. But I did read the article about the new JVC projector. I think it's going for $7,000. It's a bulb-based projector, not like it's their new entry level. And if you listen to AV Rant or you read Todd's article, I mean, this is a great projector that it's upping the game a little bit, but it's 4K, which I particularly really like. I'm not a big fan of 8K, so if I can save some money and just get true 4K, I'll take that. But it's stuff like this that makes you go, Oh, I'm interested in that. That looks good. Maybe. And like Brian replied, Brian replied to Todd, says, seems like it's just as good as the NX5. And if you don't care for the color filter, maybe just as good as an NX7. Am I wrong? Seems like the new models have 4K 120 hertz capabilities too. And then he says, dang, looks like I jumped on the NX7 a little early. And then Todd replies, and Todd had a great reply to this. He says, the NX7 is awesome gear. Don't look back. You'll enjoy it. And I think that's fantastic advice for a lot of people when you finally make that purchase and you buy that piece of equipment or you buy some whatever it is. And then all of a sudden the next year rolls around or something else comes out and you go, oh, why didn't I get that one? It is such a small improvement that you can't. And I've done this my entire, I don't call it a career, but my entire time in this hobby, I don't look back. I enjoy what I have. That's why my podcast is about the environment. It's about what we do in our theaters, how we enjoy our theaters. Because if you keep looking back, you'll never actually just enjoy your theater. You'll constantly be looking to improve something and be like, and the improvements are so incremental. When you get higher and higher up, especially into these JVC projectors and stuff. I was having a conversation the other day with one of my listeners, and he has a fantastic home theater, blows mine away. But when in our conversation, it was like his theater is light years ahead of mine, but the incremental improvement that you get is so much smaller. And he agreed that it was like, if you go to an entry level theater that maybe isn't 4K and it's a 1080p projector and it's, you know, sub-$1,000 projector, and you bump up to my entry level 4K projector, that's going to be a big jump. But then to go from my 4K entry level projector to say, you know, one that's 3-4 levels ahead of it, that's not as big of a jump. It's a jump. Don't get me wrong. But the bigger jump is going from the entry, like the 1080 projector to a 4K projector, than it is to go from one 4K projector to, an upgrade in that 4K projector. So when you're talking, like in Brian's case here, and like Todd said to him, NX7's awesome gear, don't look back, enjoy it. He's 100% right. It's like this new projector that the new projectors JVC is coming out with, they're great. But the one that's right behind it, a model year behind it, they're no slouches either. And just enjoy. And then maybe the next one will be a big upgrade. If you're constantly trying to chase the latest and greatest, you miss out on the environment, the fun that we're supposed to be having. And that's what this is about. And that's what I try to go for. And that's what I've always tried to do in my theater. And we have an instance of that coming up with some advice I give in a little bit. G. Cornell talking about emails. G. Cornell has been emailing me about remastering X-Files interviews. And so G. Cornell bought the entire X-Files series on Blu-ray. And he's enjoying it. He says the picture and sound is a notch above Amazon. He hasn't done it on Hulu. But if he says the picture is better, I thought the picture on Hulu and the picture on Amazon was very similar. So I'm actually listening to G. Cornell. I'm actually thinking of purchasing the X-Files on disc myself because I just like the quality. And he sent me an article about the remastering of it, and how the painstaking stuff went into remastering this. But he's also sending me some snippets from some of the audio commentary. Apparently David Duchovny is a really fast runner. They had to forego using the dolly that they were using to chase him in some running scenes. Another one was, Anderson, what's her name? She was pregnant, so they needed to use a trench coat. That one I actually told him I knew about from my Laserdisc days, but I didn't know about the David Duchovny being really fast. That was pretty cool. But that's the kind of the idea, and it's like, I can talk about, I don't want to talk about all of the stuff, but we have great conversation going back and forth, and it allows me to experience what other listeners are experiencing, and if I can partake in it and actually enjoy, you know, watch some of the stuff myself, great. If not, I still get an idea on what people are watching and seeing out there and how they're enjoying their theaters. So thanks, G. Cornell, and thank you. Anybody that wants to, you know, send me an email and we'll have a conversation. And sometimes I'm just like, great stuff. Thank you. But keep it all coming. I really appreciate it. Next up, Todd Anderson. 4K HDR pre-order is downloading to my Kaleidoscape server. And the conversation that just sparked off, people talking about, I'm getting it. Other people talking about not getting a Kaleidoscape and I'm going to get it here. And it's a great, great conversation. Todd, thank you so much for including me on that. I really appreciate that. I'm jealous. These early releases on the Kaleidoscape, it's killing me, buddy. I'm very excited about that. Hopefully someday for myself, hopefully, but we'll see. Mike Schramm says, just picked up the 4K version because of your review of the Atmos track on the top 10 of 2020 article. Already have the standard Blu-ray. My wife would probably say that you're a bad influence. And yeah, I really pushed hard for this to make it into the top 10 because I thought it deserved it. And that's Godzilla from 2014. And Mike actually picked it up. And then he replied afterwards the next day. He said, watched it last night and you were right, Brightside HD. The Atmos track is great. Thanks for the recommendation. And one of the reasons I pushed so hard on this one is because I had done the review on this. I think I did the review on the Blu-ray of it, I think in January, because we knew Godzilla versus Kong was coming out in March on streaming. And then we were going to be getting the disc later on, which I think we got in June. And I absolutely loved the Blu-ray version. It is a great, I thought it was great. I thought the Blu-ray transfer looked really good. I thought it would look great in UHD, but I thought it looked really good. And I thought the track on it was pretty good too. It really impressed me. That was the Blu-ray. And when that podcast came out, I forget when it was, like I said, I think it was January, but at the time there was nothing on the horizon for a 4K with Atmos yet. And it was like a week or two later that it came out. And we had the running joke going at the time back a year ago, like, DJ, do another movie that we want to see. Cause I think a couple of Blu-rays came out that I had just reviewed. And I'm like, oh man, here we go. It's like, I review it on Blu-ray and it's not out on 4K yet, but here it comes. And we were speculating that maybe it would come out with Godzilla versus Kong. And of course it did. And we got the news of it, like I said, maybe a week or two after my review of the Blu-ray came out. So when that came out, I was so impressed with it. Watched the movie again and have it fresh in my head and how much I really like the Blu-ray. And then on top of that, it does. It blows away the Blu-ray. So it's the dynamics in the Atmos track are so much better. And the HDR in this, there's some dark scenes. There's one dark scene in the on the bridge that I really like. Jumped right to it, as a matter of fact, when I got the 4K. Because I remember how good that looked on Blu-ray. And it's just that much more improved on 4K with the and with the Atmos. So glad you enjoyed it, Mike. Jeff, thank you very much. I know your article is doing well. And people are over on HD Report. People are listening. And they're actually buying some content because of us. Look at us. Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. I love it when people do that. And I get nothing for it. Honestly, I'm just flattered people are considering buying stuff because I said something about it. But I, I love these movies, and I want people to have some fun in their theaters. So here we go. We make fun of each other on Twitter. And Steve George, at Legal Beagle, okay, great buddy. I call him a friend now. He's been a longtime listener. But he's making fun of himself, talking about The Last Duel last week. And he was, yeah, I wasn't tagged on this until somebody came to the point where, or it was Steve that said it. He goes, Ridley blamed the millennials and their phones because The Last Duel's not getting a lot of good press, or it's getting some bad press. And Ridley blamed the millennials and their phones. And then Steve replied to himself saying, as at Brightside HD will tell you, this is not a movie to be seen on a phone. And that's because Steve and I go way back with Lucy, and he had seen Lucy on his phone and he didn't like it. But then after listening to me rave about Lucy, he went back and he was like, wow, that's a little different. So I thought that was great. But it's always the running joke. It's like what was funny about Steve is he has his own home. He has a fantastic home theater. You can see it on my website, as a matter of fact. He's the first one. And he has an awesome home theater, and he watched a movie on his phone. It's like, it was so funny. But hey, we all do it. We all do silly things, and it's like, hey, whatever. All right, Dean Matthews says, hey, DJ, how about a home cinema you could take with you? And he sent me an article from The Verge on BMW shows off a huge 31-inch, doesn't sound like big, but when it's in a car, it's in the backseat of a car, that is pretty big, because you're sitting pretty close to that. So I got to imagine that you're field of view in the back of a car on a 31-inch widescreen TV is going to be pretty cool. And I had replied to him saying, I've always dreamed of having a motorhome. My wife and I want to do, like, in our retirement years, rent a motorhome or buy a motorhome and travel the country. My grandfather did it. My grandmother was from Canada, but they traveled all around the country. It took them over a month. They went up through Canada, down the West Coast, back down through the South, and came back up. I live in Massachusetts. Tom, by the way, I'm not from Jersey. I just remembered that from last week. I am not from Jersey. I am from Massachusetts. And of course, Rob, with the, you know, photogenic memory, is like, yeah, I think he's from Massachusetts. Of course, nailed it. But Tom over at AV Rant thought I was from Jersey, and he says apparently a man like me is from Jersey. But I digress. I digress a lot. But anyways, that was a weird segue or tangent. But anyways, back to Dean Matthews. I would like a motorhome, but when my wife and I travel in a motorhome, it's going to have a home theater in it. And I am going to have a theater in my motorhome. And if we get to realize that dream of ours of traveling the country in a motorhome, I'll probably podcast about it. So check out that article. It's in the show notes, BMW's article on showing off a 31-inch in-car screen to keep backseat passengers entertained. And it's a Bowers & Wilkins surround system, too. So I don't know how that goes for the driver having to listen to that, but oh well. Theo says, great show, a good variety of UHD movies. Talking about Jeff and I last week, talking about our best home theater experiences from 2020. That's getting a lot of press too, a lot of rave reviews. People are commenting, people are listening, and the numbers for that are, wow, they're surprisingly higher than I was expecting. Apparently, people like to hear about that stuff. So thanks, Theo. Really appreciate that. Mark V, next, you and Jeff should talk about the worst experiences you ever had in a public theater. And because we had said in the podcast that we think our next podcast should be about our best experiences in a theater, not in a home theater, but in a theater. And I replied to Mark saying, I think that's what we're doing next is our best experiences. But we'll probably mention a couple of dishonorable mentions, some bad experiences we've had. And because this is the bright side of home theater, right? And I don't want to talk about the negatives. And to be honest with you, I know what the experience was, but off the top of my head, I don't remember the movie because I don't like to dwell on that. I don't like to look in the past. I know the kid had lighted shoes and it was a horrible. Oh, it was, what you call it? It's coming out on Wednesday. It's Eternals. It's coming out on, that's another piece of news. See how I ramble and I just give you more information. Wednesday on Disney Plus, meaning as you're hearing this, tomorrow on Disney Plus, IMAX Enhanced on Disney Plus, The Eternals. I'm really looking forward to that. I wasn't able to see it in IMAX, so now I can see it as close to IMAX as I can in my own theater. But that was the bad experience. It kind of ruined the movie for me. But I don't really remember that. I love to talk about the positive. I have a bunch of them, and Jeff and I are definitely going to get on that and just chat about our best experiences in a theater. So, all right, moving on. Justin Van Camp, at Legal Beagle OK, at Brightside HT, and at Jordan Carpenter, 3NT3R. New arrival, guys, and it got early in the stores Tuesday statewide, and that's the 4K version, 4K disc of Juice. Very excited for that. I think I'm getting that one in this week as well. I don't know how Justin got his so early, but that looks really, really cool. He hasn't said anything on it yet. Otherwise, I would have added it to the recommendations in the show notes, but he just picked it up. Looks good. This one here, very, very excited, and it falls in line. This is a comment I made this week, and I was listening to the HT guys with Ira and Braden, and they talked about the TCL 98-inch display for 8K. 98 inches for 8K. That, to me, is huge. And it sparked off an entire conversation. The One Shark actually replied. He disagrees because I was saying that the future looks so good and maybe the end of days for my projector. And what I meant by that is I'm not getting rid of my projector for this 98-inch television. But if it's 98 for 8K today, and I understand that's not your top of the line. It's not an OLED. It's probably not going to be as great. But my point in all of this means if we're at 8,000 now, which is very affordable for a 98 inch image, and it's probably going to beat a lot of projectors, I would say, because it's not dealing with ambient light. It's you're going to get better black levels. Maybe the color accuracy isn't as good as some of your higher end projectors. But some of your entry-level 4K projectors, this is probably equal to, if not better. I'm just guessing. I have no idea. I just know the limitations that projectors have. And if you have a dedicated room and complete control of the light, you can have a really great image with a projector. But at 98-inch panel, you can have a really great image without having all that control and everything. And the conversation it sparked is people were like, well, until they have 158 or until they have this or they don't do widescreen, it's great conversations. And you see all the things that people like us that know about projectors already have. We're already in the hobby. But I think something like this, you're going to start to see more home theaters, dedicated home theaters, start popping up. Because of the simplicity, and Rob agrees, we had that, he said that on as much on Twitter, the simplicity of this is just great. It's something that, like, people know, oh, I don't need to buy a screen. I think that's a non-starter for a lot of people if they want a huge screen. They're like, oh, I got to get a screen, and I got to shoot it at, I got to put it at the back of the room, and I got to do this. You just plug this, you mount it to a wall and plug it in, you're good to go, and you're at 98 inches today. I'm not kidding that when they come out with 110 at that affordable price around under 10 grand, I'm looking at it. I'm at 110 inches now on my screen. That to me is very feasible and in a very doable and something to look forward to I think that's where a lot of people are when it comes to project. I mean, yes, for a 158-inch or 159-inch screen, yeah, you're still going to have to go to a projector. But 110, 120-inch panel, you can still manage to get that in your home. That still can fit through a doorway. It's still basically an oversized piece of drywall, which what's funny is one of my listeners, Joe, said, you know, oh, throw up a piece of drywall. And I realized my 110-inch screen is actually bigger than a piece of drywall. I didn't even realize that because I never put the two together. I've dealt with a lot of drywall in my days, but I put up my screen. I never even equated the fact that my screen is bigger than a piece of drywall. So, I think it's really great whether you like it or not. I love that it sparks conversation and it'll get more people into home theater. And I think that's a lot of fun. And I think that's what, you know, TCL pushing the envelope here, 98 inches for $8,000. Pretty good. Pretty cool. And that gets me to my buddy Martin, texted me the other day, asked about LG Nano, yay or nay. And I said, as with everything, it depends. What are you looking to do? What's your budget? What made you look at LG Nanotech over QLED or OLED? And then I said, I'm like, oh, the first two questions are more important to help you decide on a display. They're the most important. Like, what are you looking to do? And what's your budget? And it's funny. He comes back to me and he goes, QLED OLED question seems most important, but I don't have an answer. And it made me laugh because I'm like, well, if you don't have an answer, why do you think that's more important question? And then he asked me, he goes, what did John get? My buddy John, when he did his big screen, he went up to a 75-inch, and I think his is like a $1,200. He just had a smaller TV and he wanted to get a big screen experience. And I say this, and I'll tell everybody this, when you're first getting into it, I said, doesn't matter the picture quality. When you're first starting out, I said, you just want to get a big screen. Save your money on all the fancy things and all the expensive, you know, the deeper blacks and all this, because you don't know yet. You don't know the difference. And you might be spending money on something on the wrong, like what's the difference between OLED, QLED, Nano, all of this different technology that you're wasting resources on something that might not work for you, because there are different reasons to buy each one. And if you're just getting into your first giant screen, get the biggest screen you can afford. And that's what I told Martin. I said, get the biggest screen you can afford, then enjoy it for a couple of years. Because you're going to be blown away. If you're going from, and it turns out he's starting at a 55-inch. And I'm like, I would rather have you spend a ton of money, spend your budget on inches than on picture quality when you're starting out. Because that's when you learn. So you go, if you could afford a bigger screen, like say you could afford an 85-inch, but it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of a nice 70-inch OLED or something like that, but you can afford the 85-inch, then get the 85-inch. Learn the difference. Learn what that means. Because as you experience it over the years, you're going to start to see where those little flaws are. And I think what happens with a lot of people, not necessarily the home theater fans, but with a lot of people, is they get sold on this stuff that they don't even know how to appreciate it. And if you just spent the money on the biggest picture you can get, and maybe it's not the best picture, it's just the biggest picture, then over the next couple of years, you start to see some flaws. Like, hey, why isn't this look as good? How do I get that to look better? Well, you'd need to step up to this. Oh, okay. I'll save my money and maybe I'll upgrade to that later. But I get the idea, and a lot of people, and this is where I get pushback on this, is a lot of people will be like, well, now I just wasted my money on that. Why didn't I just get the... Because in most cases, most of the time, the people never find a flaw. They just enjoy their television for the next 3 to 5 years, and then they probably upgrade it anyways because it's out of tech, or it's upgraded, you know, they want to get a new TV or something. most people never find the flaws that we in home theater all like, well, this isn't right. And this, they'll take home their biggest screen that they ever had, throw it on vivid mode and never look back and have a blast with it. Why are you wasting all your money and you're just going to blow out the picture anyways? Waste all your money on an OLED and then have it miscalibrated. It doesn't make sense. So my advice to Martin and to anybody that's ever asked me, when you're first starting out, just get the biggest screen you can get and enjoy that. And then if you want to upgrade for quality, that's what you do from there. But I know people disagree with me at times. All right, next up, Mark V at Brightside HD just finished The Vault 2021 on Netflix. It's only HD 5.1, but I upmixed it to DTS Neural X with THX for awesome 7.1 sound. The audio in this movie is really good. You forget it's only 5.1 in the video HD. It's a fun movie, definitely worth experiencing. And Mark, I love the way you put that. Worth experiencing, because that's what this podcast is about. So I'm going to try and check that out as soon as possible. My wife and I are looking for movies to watch, something we haven't seen before. And that sounds really good. Excellent. Podcast from G. Cornell. He says, when I watch your Friday podcast, I bring it up on YouTube. Lets me watch it in theater mode. I'm like, oh boy. Cool. I do that with some podcasts too. It's fun to have them on the big screen. And I've tweeted out pictures of like when I'm watching somebody else's podcast, I've tweeted pictures to them of them on the big screen. People get a kick out of it. You don't have to do that for me. I know what it looks like. I know what I look like. I don't need to see that, but they get a kick out of it. It's a lot of fun, especially when they're not home theater people and they just like, oh my God, they're like, I'm on a giant screen in this theater, and they think it's pretty funny. So that's pretty cool. Thank you very much. It's funny to think that people are doing that with me now. So pretty funny. Thanks, G. Cornell. YouTube comment, Theo M. Hi, fun show. And thank you. Talking about 4K home theater experiences of 2021 with Jeff. Thank you very much, Theo. And Carl Fan says, fantastic conversation over on YouTube comments as well. Thanks, Carl. It was. I had so much fun doing that. We finished that podcast and we were like, holy crap, we went 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours talking. Just, we didn't mean to. We were just like, all right, let's just do this. But it is, once you get going, that's the environment I like to have. Let me know if you guys like more interviews. I'm kind of back and forth right now. I love setting up these interviews. It takes a little time to set them up and schedule. It takes time to do that. It's part of one of my resources right now is time, but it also takes time to do the reviews of movies, because I have to watch the movie, then I have to make notes and I have to review it and kind of break it down. So that takes time. So it's different ways, different things to do. But if you guys prefer me talking these experiences and talking about these movies with other people, instead of me documenting the movies, I can do more of one of the other. I mean, I'm not opposed to either of them. I'm going to continue to do both of them. But my numbers on these interviews are better, amazingly enough. And I was surprised. But if my core listener base really likes the breakdowns, I'll continue to do those and kind of focus more on that. Obviously with the interviews in November, I just went crazy. And now I've got so many people I can pull from and talk to, and it makes it a little easier. And it's so much fun. I love having these people on. They're so passionate. And I love to just keep the rotation going, but it's up to you guys, you, the listener. You're the most important. It's what you guys want. It's what I love to do. I love to talk home theater and talk about these experiences and these scenes. So let's keep it all going. But thank you, everybody. Another great week. Keep the questions and comments coming. Really appreciate it. You can, again, I got a podcast coming. I don't know which movie. I've got a few movies I've already got notes on for Friday's podcast. I don't know which one I'm doing yet. I don't know. So, but I know it's going to be fun because I've got movies on notes, and Lord of the Rings will be coming eventually. I got some snow days and rainy days coming. I'll get that one out to you. But until then, you can subscribe on YouTube, patreon.com/brightsidehometheater, at brightsidehd on Twitter, or email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. Those are all the ways you can participate. To everybody listening, thank you very much for participating, for supporting me, whether it's by just word of mouth or monetarily or whatever it is. Thank you very much. Having so much fun. 2022 has been fun so far. It's going to be great. I guarantee it. And believe it or not, I thought 2021 was great too. We had a ton of home theater experiences to talk about, 2.5 hours worth. Just, you know, I look back on 2021 and I think of all the great stuff that we had and all the fun stuff that we did here on this podcast. How can 2022 not be better? Because we're just going to keep pushing that envelope, talking about experiences, having fun. And you know what? We're going to push play. So go push play. I'll see you on Friday. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.